The Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip is now in its 17th day. The number of Palestinian casualties, mostly women and children, keeps rising. Israeli forces have pounded an area near the city of Khan Yunus in central Gaza and a district in Jabalia in northern parts of the coastal enclave. A family of six, including two children, is among the latest casualties. Several children were among more than a dozen Palestinians who lost their lives in Israel's earlier attacks on Wednesday. The United Nations says one Palestinian child has been killed each hour in Gaza over the past couple of days. At least 718 Palestinians have been killed since Tel Aviv began pounding Gaza on July 8th. More than 4,500 others have also been injured since the beginning of the Israeli onslaught.
The Israeli army has so far targeted more than 3,250 locations in the Gaza Strip. Israeli attacks have killed more than 700 Palestinians and injured over 4,500 others. 33 Israelis have been killed, including 30 soldiers, with at least 130 other troops injured. UN figures show Palestinian civilians constitute the majority of the casualties. The United Nations says more than 160 children are among the Palestinian fatalities. UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, says some 107,000 children in Gaza will be in need of psychosocial support. Israeli attacks have completely destroyed nearly 500 homes in Gaza. More than 2,644 homes have been damaged. At least 56 mosques have been hit in Israeli assaults. Over 20 health facilities, including 7 hospitals, have been damaged in Gaza. Oxfam says more than 120,000 Palestinians are displaced but have nowhere to go. More than 1.2 million people out of Gaza's 1.7 million population have no or limited access to water. Gaza officials say only 10% of Gazans receive electricity now after Israel pounded the main power station. The WFP has warned that ready-to-eat food stocks are running low.